Many people believe the world will end in 2012. Might as well have all the fun you can now. Listen to the Jackie Jet Show on Rational Radio 1360 AM while there's still time!
Well, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that good old-time religion. Lord, it's good enough for me. Come on, that was that old-time. I've got to have that
old time religion.
Well, it's good enough for me, and it should be good enough for everybody.
Tell it all, brother.
I know it's good enough for Brother Harry Hardwick from Landover Baptist Church, who is joining us this day, just a few days before the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are so pleased to have you with us. Are you there, Brother
Harry? Ho, ho, Jack.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's not my line, by the way. I stole that from an old Betty Byers Christmas card.
Oh, you did?
Inside it has photos of Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it, this is one of the things that I get confused around this time of the year. All of this kind of stuff baffles me, but why do we give presents to each other instead of giving them directly to Jesus?
What a quaint, uninformed mind you have to even ask such a question.
I know. Do you
not pay any attention at all to American Christianity? Our faith is all about what Jesus is going to give us, not the other way around. He is required to secure our fickle patronage with financial blessings. The only thing we're supposed to do is to give him thanks. Thanks, Jesus. See how cheap that was? Where's my new Lexus, Lord?
Well, you know, and Mrs. Bowers, we love Betty Bowers, the best Christian in the world. Mrs. Bowers, Christian crack whore ministry. Can you tell us how well that's doing?
Oh, marvelously well. In fact, a couple years ago, maybe more than that, Mrs. Bowers actually went public with that offering, and it has been a wonderful tool. She often uses it in conjunction with her BASH, Baptists Are Saving Homosexuals Ministry, in order to cure those poor young boys who come to her for BASH, she uses some of the participants in the Christian crack whore ministry for conversion purposes.
But, you know, Brother Harry, tell me this, how Santa Claus and the lights on Pointy Tree, how does it relate to our birthday boy?
Well, those are just two of the countless pagan traditions we co-opted to make our otherwise poorly accessorized faith palatable to the masses. Now, don't act all surprised that our religion shamelessly stole from other cultural traditions. After all, most of the famous lines attributed to Jesus are carbon copies of lines uttered by the deities of the Greek and Egyptian mysteries hundreds of years earlier. Even Jesus' biography was completely lifted from earlier pagan gods. Mithra may have been there first, but Jesus had better publicists and the cheat coats to walk on water.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's all about marketing, Jack, and we wouldn't be the most successful franchise in America if we focused on fire and brimstone all the damn time.
He must have had a really good publicist. Well, let me ask you this. Did the wise men, the same wise men that brought the frankincense and the myrrh, did they also bring a new hymen for Mary?
Well, now, Jack, I think you're confused here. A lot of stupid folks think that the Immaculate Conception means that the Lord didn't mess up Mary's burlap sheets, but it had nothing to do with the night that Mary lined her bubble bath with frankincense-scented candles, and the Lord slammed her up against the dirt wall and gave her the old heave-ho while Joseph sat in the next room and pretended not to hear the screams and moaning. No, the Immaculate Conception was just hogwash made up by the Mary-worshipping Catholics about Mary's mother, not Mary.
Oh.
Being boy-buggering Catholic clergy, they regarded all vaginas as strange and stinky. It would take a miracle to make one of them things immaculate.
Amen. And tell us again, because we're sitting here with Lou Crossland, who is the developer of this beautiful place we are in right now called Alum.
Mm-hmm.
And we were telling him about your quote about tampons. Can you please tell us, Lou, because we didn't want to get the description you gave us wrong. Could you tell him what that description is?
Well, we recognize at Landover Baptist that tampons are nothing more than Satan's cotton fingers. The Bible clearly prescribes what a woman is to do when she's having that unfortunate time. She is to be sent off on her own and separated from the rest of the community. And at the very least, she doesn't need to be using sexual devices. Why, they have these other things called mini pads that have little angel wings on them. Toxic shock syndrome is God's punishment for that kind of sexual shenanigan.
Right. Right.
Now, is any of this in your wonderful book? You've got Welcome to Jesus Land, Shocking Tales of Depravity, Sex, and Sin from Time Warner Books. Are a lot of these anecdotes in that book?
You know, it's all in that book. We managed to kind of do a reverse loaves and fish thing that the Lord does. We put all the material into one book that turned out to be smaller than you thought it would be. But, yeah, everything you need to know about the worldly things as well as the Christian things is in our book.
Right.
Now, Brother Harry, I got to ask a question. How are you going to bring Tiger back from the dark side?
Well, how can we bring him back from the dark side? He's half colored and half oriental. Of course he was cheating, and of course he wasn't going to tell nobody about it. I mean, it's just common knowledge that white women are like catnips to the brothers. There's nothing they could do about it, and nothing he can do about it, I'm afraid.
It's a shame. I saw that Al Sharpton was upset with his choice of women.
Well, you know, Al Sharpton needs to just spend time getting his hair in order and leave everybody else alone.
Amen. Amen.
That is true. You know, do you think that people in outer space are looking down at us, Brother Harry, at this time of the year and trying to figure out why are we placing lights on our home and allowing our children to be fondled by aging bearded queens?
Well, Jack, I thought Orson Welles was dead. And I thought Tom Cruise shaved his beard when he divorced Nicole Kidman. There ain't no such things as aliens, Jack, except the kind that blow the leaves off my driveway and make my toilet bowl sparkle like baccarat. But I agree that it's disgusting the way these shopping malls hire homeless winos once a year to put on a red suit and grope our children while they blow Mad Dog 2020 fumes into the napes of their necks.
Right, right. Now, here's the thing. I know that Christmas is the day we celebrate the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. But is the celebrity more on the virgin birth part or on the Jesus Christ part? I mean, if I had been born without my mom's hymen being popped, would we be celebrating June 17th every year, my birthday?
Jack, not at all. Had your mom, of all people, delivered you without popping her hymen, she probably would have hemorrhaged to death. In fact, I suspect the infant loops you protruded dwarfed the maternal lips from which you were extruded. Look, I hear your mother would have had real difficulty spending the night on which she was supposed to do something so history-making in a barnyard stable with cows and sows. So I suspect that you've had equivalent experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he has, too. You
know, I guess that's probably true. Well, what is Betty Bowers plan on doing for spending for her time for the holidays?
Oh, I doubt much. Betty actually downplays Christmas, as she finds it deplorably self-indulgent of any friend, including Jesus, to turn a simple birthday into a needy excuse to get relentless attention for 2 months.
Right.
Jesus has always been Betty's secret Santa, which is no secret, as he always vies for the honor. Each year he hopes he can finally pick something Mrs. Bowers likes, but no Christian lady wants crotchless lingerie or fishnet panties. By contrast, each year Betty successfully surprises Jesus with her gift. As he knows everything, it's really hard to surprise him. But since he never really believes Betty will actually have the nerve to get him one of those cheap, a donation has been made in your name cards, he winds up being totally surprised each year. Especially when he sees that the donation was made to her.
I do have to mention that we do have Luke Crossland here, who is the developer of this incredible new place called Loom, loom.com, and it's really kind of turning out to be a habitat for homosexuality. Is a loom another word for Satan?
Well, let's look at it. Let's break it down. Satan's name is also Lucifer. Yeah. Lucifer is Latin, real Latin, not pig Latin, for light bearer. So a loom sounds like either another word for Lucifer or one of his bastard children. Of course, let's not forget that Santa is nothing more than an anagram of Satan.
That's right.
You're right.
So we're right back to being Santa.
Yeah,
that's right. And that sounds so much nicer.
I just want to know what Betty's doing over there on Lake Como with George Clooney.
Well, now, I don't ever try to fathom a guess at that. I can tell you, though, that whatever it is, it's something that's going to cause minimal must to clothes or hair.
Well, and I want everybody to know that Betty Bowers, you need to go to her site, BettyBowers.com, and she's got a great book out called What Would Betty Do?
Yeah.
And it's how to succeed at the expense of others in this world and the next.
And another reason that everyone should go to LandoverBaptist.com
Or .org.
To check out what gifts and toys for your children are actually Christian-proof or Satan-proof. And there's quite a list there of them, aren't there, Brother Harry?
Now, Brother Harry, can we make donations? Excuse me, Jackie. I want to know if we can make donations to Landover Baptist.
Absolutely. On the website is our P.O. Box. Where we collect all of that. And, in fact, if you tithe appropriately, you can actually visit the church.
Now, do you personally touch every note you receive?
No, I don't have time to do that, but I personally touch every accounting summary.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me, and you do send your blessings and goodwill out to everybody, especially when they make a donation or tithe to the church.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, we will put you on our computer-generated prayer list, and right now we're a little behind, but it looks like if you gave today, we would have time for you on March 7th, about 12:22 a.m.
Wow.
Excellent.
Well, listen, Brother Harry, it wouldn't be the holidays and it wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't hear from you. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us and continue to lead us in the right direction. We'll be speaking with you after the first of the year to find out how we can lead a better life in 2010.
And our best to Betty Bowers. And for everybody who would like to visit Landover Baptist Church, you can go to landoverbaptist.org or landoverbaptist.com. They're so big, they've got the whole internet covered.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Brother Harry. And coming up next, we'll be back with more of the Talk You've Been Missing and Susan Austin, who's the madam of the Mustang Ranch.